starring Rosamund Russell and James Stewart in an original story, First Love. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. International Silver Company, makers of 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate, welcome you to the 1847 Silver Theater. And the second episode of the romantic four-part comedy drama by Grover Jones, First Love, starring Rosalind Russell and James Stewart. In coming weeks, 1847 Rogers Brothers will present Hollywood's most brilliant dramatic stars in a series of thrilling stories. And right now, to celebrate their 90th Jubilee year, 1847 Rogers Brothers are also presenting their newest and loveliest pattern, First Love. It's modern as you are, yet First Love possesses ageless beauty. No matter what the decoration of your home, First Love will gracefully take its place there. Silverware you'll be proud to have and to hold, loveliness to last a lifetime. And First Love is made by 1847 Rogers Brothers, who for 90 years have been creating masterpieces of silver design. First Love, this loveliest of all their patterns, is simple, fine in detail, with ornament richly raised and deeply etched. It's craftsmanship the kind that until now you could get only in special order silver plate and sterling silver. A little later on in the program, we'll let you know how easy it is for you to take advantage of an exciting gift offer in this thrilling new pattern. A gift of First Love by 1847 Rogers Brothers. Be sure to listen for it. And now I'll leave things in the capable hands of a man who has won fame as an actor and director of stage, screen, and radio, whose knowledge and ability are of inestimable value in the presentation of this series. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conrad Nagel.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. In presenting the 1847 Silver Theater, we hope by trying some unusual devices and by using stories written especially for radio to add new thrills to presentation of radio drama. Before our play begins, I'd just like to say that Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer has announced that Rosalind Russell's new picture, in which she starred with Robert Montgomery, Love, Live, and Learn, is soon to be released, as is James Stewart's new picture, The Last Gangster, starring Edward G. Robinson. I'd like to tell you more about our stars, but now the lights are being dimmed, and the silver curtain is rising on the second episode of First Love, the story of Gene Wilson, played by Rosalind Russell, and Jimmy Parks, played by James Stewart. Just two young people against the town called Hollywood. I know you're anxious to hear what's in store for them.
Hello? Oh, Jimmy. Yes. Yes, of course it is. But, Jimmy, that paper, I just saw it. Well, I didn't get 1,100 telegrams. And that about 8 foreign consuls wanting to entertain me. You can't tell all those lies, Jimmy. Then you're really going through with it? I know, but I thought overnight you might have changed your mind. Oh, yes. Yes, I can be packed by that time.
Well, never mind where we're going, Jeannie. Now, you just leave everything to me. And be ready at 1, remember? And don't go near that restaurant you were working. Goodbye. Come on, Perry. We got to move.
You're telling me. We got to move a couple of mountains before you turn that waitress into a star. Oh, Jimmy, if you wanted to promote some girl to get even with Martin Ritchie for firing you, you could have at least picked one that could act.
Well, use your head, will you? That's just the point. I sell him a girl that can't act, and I make him pay $1,000,000 for her.
Episode 2 of the Park Fairy Tales will be heard tomorrow at this same hour.
Yeah, you think so, will you? Now, listen. My boy, you heard me tell Gene Wilson we'd meet her at 1 o'clock. All right. Now, between now and then, we're going to set the stage for our little show. We're going to put Gene Wilson in a frame so that any producer in Hollywood would buy her.
Yeah, but Jimmy...
I know. Money. I know. Now, listen. When you've got something to sell that's worth $1,000,000, well, you can always find partners to help you with the deal. Now, come on, Harry. Follow me, boy. Picture off, Aunt. 4% of her first year's salary in return for the use of this apartment.
But this girl, who is she?
She's the real goods. I'm behind her. Have I ever missed yet? Didn't I put over Ella McRae, Thomas Stone, Trista Lane? All right, what do you say?
Yeah, Mr. Parks. Because it is you, I will do it. But please, not the penthouse, my most valuable.
The penthouse or nothing.
All right. I hope she is good.
10% of her first year's salary, eh? And I'd be in complete charge of the kitchen.
Complete charge.
I'll do it for 3%.
2%.
Sold. But she'd better be good.
Why should I? I get $50 a day renting my car to pitchers.
$50? That's chicken feed. This means a share in a million. And you know me, Buck. I don't call them wrong. When I start out to make a star, I make them a star.
Okay, Jimmy. 2%, you say? I'll take it.
Sounds crazy to me, but if y'all say it's all right, I rent my villa.
I being houseboy for 1%? Okay, Mr. Park, it's our deal.
I'd have to have 3% for it.
1%, please.
Oh, sure. Can they decide it
then? But Dr. Markham, please, 2%.
2%.
Hello.
Hello, Jean. You ready?
Yes, buddy.
Go on. I'll take you back. Let's go.
Oh, Jimmy. Wait just a minute.
Yeah? What's the idea?
Well, it's sort of a goodbye, I guess.
What, goodbye?
To this funny little place. Even the view of brick walls and laundry lines. See, a lot of pretty swell greens went back here. At least I thought at the time they'd gone there. And you sort of get attached to, Well, you couldn't very well understand what I feel about it.
Well, what do you mean I couldn't understand how you feel? Say, there was a room in a Flatbush boarding house, second floor back. There was a crocheted thingamajigger on the wall that said, "Success is yours." I was trying to write plays then. Each time I had a script rejected, I'd come home and see that thing staring at me. I finally fixed it.
What did you do?
I threw the darn thing out of the window. I gave up trying to be an honest writer and became a press agent. Well, you ready now?
Yes, I'm all ready.
All right, now take a deep breath, Gene Wilson. Here comes fame.
Okay, Jimmy Park. Let her come. It's a penthouse. Why, I've never seen anything like it. Not even in pictures.
Oh, don't be silly. This room's only 40 feet long. In pictures, they're always 140. Mm. That is, unless the people are rich, and then they're big.
Oh, and the furniture. It's real Queen Anne.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, look, Jimmy, you've got that.
No, now, wait. I want you to see that for the first time tonight. Besides, there's something else for you to see first. In here.
Mm.
Now, the lady's boudoir. And in case you're wondering, that canopied thing over there that looks like it's off of Valentine, that's your bed.
Oh, Jimmy, don't show me any more. Now, I can't take it.
Now, just this. Our international star's wardrobe.
If I were my grandmother now, I'd faint.
I hope I guessed right on the size. I told Hedry and I thought you were about the same measurements as Joan Crawford.
Hedry, you mean to say he made these clothes?
Oh, sure, nobody else. Now, look at this. Blue one with your fancy sleeves. I put that on myself. That's pretty swell, isn't it?
Oh, Jimmy, you wait out here. I just got to try it on.
Okay. You know, these are only the first dresses. Why, they'll be all...
Jimmy.
Yeah.
What's wrong in there?
Well, there's nothing wrong, is it, Perry?
Oh, no, Jimmy, Mr. Rock and Snuffle is here to see you.
Rock and Snuffle? Well,
sure, you know, Rock and Snuffle.
Oh.
The percentage. Okay,
Quiet. Gene, someone's here to see me. I'll just be a minute.
All right, Jimmy.
Come on, Perry.
Hey, what is this?
We will tell you what it is, Mr. Park. We have played your little game so far. Yes. But also, we are business people. We demand our contracts.
All right, all right, all right now. You'll get your contracts, all of you. They'll be made out tonight. All right. Well?
If you wanted all the truth, we ain't sure that we want to go through with this business anyway.
Yeah, that's right. There's a rumor around town that this year Gene Wilson ain't no international star at all and never could be.
Yeah, how do we know that you're not just trying to...
I never heard no Gene Wilson before. Oh, Jimmy. Hi, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Gene, that's right. Miss Wilson, these are the servants. I'm the trade people.
How do you do? How do
you do,
Miss Wilson, I'm just explaining to them their duties and all that.
Yeah, and all that.
No, but you needn't bother with these domestic details. Now, suppose you listen to the radio in there. You'll find it hidden in an ashtray or something.
All right, Jimmy, and I'm very happy to have met you all. I'll see you all later.
That is, I'll ring when I need any of you.
Well, who wants to back out now,
well,
huh?
We'll sign, all of us. Just give us our contract.
All right, in the morning. Now, suppose you all get back to work.
Yeah,
all
right. Beautiful. Yeah.
Four. Every entrance is perfectly timed. Did you see their faces when they saw on that dress?
You should have seen your own. Where are you going?
I'm going into gym.
Wait a minute. What about that percentage list?
Oh, here they are.
Yeah. Jimmy, my boy, have you looked at this list lately?
Oh, what do you mean?
This total. You've given away 70% of it.
Well, I had to cover everything, didn't I? Besides that, leave 30% for us.
That's not so bad.
No, that's 20% for me and 10% for you.
That's not so good. Hey, hold everything. I just thought, what about Jean?
Oh, my God. What's it all about?
Of course, I guess that don't matter. She's just going to do the work.
Now, quiet. I'll fix it. I'll give her 10% of mine.
Well.
And 5% of yours.
Well.
Now, you go ahead and line up these contracts. I've got to get Jean set for tonight.
Hey, Jimmy, wait a minute. Well, look. For the last time, don't do it.
Well, what are you talking about?
Oh, call it off. It'll break that kid's heart when she finds out you sold her down the river like this.
Well, so what? I said I'd make her a star, didn't I? Well, I will. What does she care how?
But I got a hunch she does care, and so have you. Haven't you, Jimmy? Haven't you, Jimmy?
Now, I know what I'm doing. Yeah. I do know what I'm doing. Well, Perry, I thought of telling her the whole business, but can't you see what it means? If she learns about the percenters, well, she won't let all those people depend on her. She'll back out, and then where are we? Where is she?
Just where we were when we started.
Okay.
Want to tell her?
Yeah, that works.
Good. But it's pal to pal, break it easy. Because I got a hunch it's going to do something to that kid.
Jean? Jean?
Oh, hello. I saw him look from the balcony. I couldn't wait till night. I found the radio. I hope you liked it. Well, Jimmy, the way you look. Don't you like the dress?
Oh, yeah, it's not bad. It's, oh, the dress is swell. I mean, you and I. Oh, it's a swell dress.
Jimmy, what time is it?
About 2, I guess.
That gives me 10 hours.
For 10 hours?
Until midnight. When this dress turns back into an apron, the limousine came in, back into a pumpkin, and the chauffeur, well, what is it now? A pair of white rags? Ah, but there's just one thing you forgot, Your Highness.
What's that?
The glass slipper. I looked all through the closets and they weren't there.
Look, Jeannie, I've got to talk to you. I hate to have to say this, but, well,
maybe I was wrong.
What?
About the 10 hours. Maybe it's now. Is that what that look in your eyes means, Jimmy? If you want to call it off?
Call it off? Oh, now, wait a minute.
Of course, if you do, it's all right, Jimmy. I don't blame you.
No, but you've got to understand. We can't go through
with it. I understand. I do. You thought it over, that's all, and you see that it won't work.
Well, it would work, but you see there are others. That is it.
I'll go take off the dress. Jimmy?
Yes?
About the money you must have spent, this apartment, the servants, and the dresses. I'm sorry.
Well, that's just the point, Jean. The money is...
You hate to lose it, I know.
Oh, no, I don't. I mean, I wouldn't if...
Jimmy, don't say any more, please.
Oh, Jean.
It's crazy. I mean, all of a sudden, everything is upside down. Last night, you were trying to sell me on this, and now I... Well, there's something in me that tells me to try to sell you.
Jeannie,
do you know what I did all last night? I lay awake for hours, thinking of what you said. Of all the fun we'd have doing this thing together, and of the ways I could help you. And I could, honestly, I could. Of course, there is the acting. I still don't know what I'd do before a camera. But with you to help me, and about the lights and the makeup and the stories like we talked, maybe I... Well, it was an idea, anyway. You see, thinking that you had faith in me almost gave me faith in myself.
And you're gonna keep it. Oh, what's the matter with me? Jeannie, you're going
to
keep it.
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, I want to.
We will put this thing over, Jeannie, tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight, yes. You're going to wear that dress and you're going to the Trocadero.
Jimmy!
You're not alone. The Siamese ambassador's going with us.
The Siamese ambassador?
Yeah, you can laugh, but there'll be a lot of producers there tonight that won't.
But, Jimmy, I've never even met a Siamese.
Ah, you met this one.
Oh.
You remember Yama, that studio janitor that used to come around to the restaurant and get bicarbonates of so-so for Martin Rickey?
Not him.
The same.
But he's not Siamese.
Yeah, he is tonight. He's borrowing some oriental robes and some long mustaches from a cousin of his, and then, never mind. You wait,
oh,
you see.
Jimmy, Jimmy, this is crazy.
Sure it is, and so is Hollywood. Now, look, Jeannie, before this night's over, you're going to have a contract in those little hands of yours, a 5-year contract signed by Martin Rickey, president of Superba Productions.
Martin? Well, you said, why, you can't get a contract from me, from him. You said he fired you.
Well, yes, he did, but that doesn't matter. He knows I never miss picking stars, and if he thinks that some other producer wants you, why, he'll sign you in a minute.
But how do we know any other producer will want me?
I'll see to that. But you'll have to help me, Jeannie. Now, if you ever acted in your life, you've got to tonight. You've got to look and act and sound like Gene Wilson I ballyhooed. The Gene Wilson who studied drama in every nation of the globe. The girl who's accustomed to eating with 6 ambassadors instead of 1. Now, how about it? Can you do it for me?
Can I do it? When it's for you? Oh, Jimmy, you just watch me.
Oh, Perry, where are they? Now, something's happened to them.
They'll be here. You told Gene to hold off till it was late enough for all the big shots to have arrived.
I know. But listen, are you sure the conductor understands about that music?
Sure. The doorman's going to phone in. Will you quit worrying?
There they are. Boy, look at that crowd. Every eye on the door, Pat. Listen, this is perfect.
Yeah, if Yama doesn't trip over those mustaches.
Now, shh. Now, wait a minute. Look at them. Look at them, Perry. What a picture. The way that girl carries herself. Well, she's worth $1 million.
Maybe you're not so crazy after all. Martin Rickey over there is taking it big.
All right, here she comes. Come on, get up, Stooge.
Ah, good evening, Mr. Clark. And Mr. Perry.
Good evening, Miss Wilson.
Hiya. Good evening, Miss Wilson.
Gentlemen, may I introduce the Siamese ambassador, Dr. Chang Yananda, Mr. James Park.
Ah, how do you do?
Oh, being very pleased to... Oh.
Quiet, Mark. Don't talk, just bow.
Ah. And Mr. Perry Burke. Ah.
And don't order ham and eggs.
Oh.
Please, do be seated, gentlemen. How was it, Jimmy?
Perfect, kid. Perfect. We're a snitch. I just keep it up. Keep it up now.
Uh-oh. Watch, Yama. Here comes the waiter.
Uh-oh. Now, no English, Yama. No matter what happens, no English.
You wish to order now?
Oh, yes. Miss Wilson?
A chicken sandwich and coffee.
And the, gentleman?
Oh, yes. Miss Wilson, since Dr. Yananda doesn't speak English, I suggest you translate his order.
Huh?
Yes, you just...
Oh, yes, of course. Yanasanaga, o onamanak salale to mat to varota?
Kono shiroi hagojima, nan yitteru ka watte okaranai, isage koch.
He'll have a ham sandwich on rice.
Nan ni mo yasen ga isage koch, makizoshi iriko denshin bashira kimpira gombo to. Ya, arigato gozaimashita.
With mustard.
Yes. And you, gentlemen?
Make ours the same without mustard.
Very well.
Jimmy, I can't.
Oh, you can. You're marvelous. And anyway, it won't be long now. You've got to move fast before you almost slip. Gene, would you mind dancing with Perry?
What do you mean, mind?
Of course not.
And then meet me in the balcony about 5 minutes. Right now, I've got some important business to attend to. Hello, Colton. Oh, glad to see you. How are things over transnational?
Never mind, Parks. Get to the point. I've known you too long to think you came over here just to be sociable. Want to sell me that girl? Well, I might be interested.
No, you wouldn't. But I have got a little idea you might go for.
Yeah?
That is, unless you object to putting Martin Rickey behind the biggest 8-ball in the history of Hollywood.
Object? When he's the guy that started double features? I could choke him.
No, you won't have to. Because, Colton, I've got a way you can really put the hooks into Ricky.
Yeah, how?
Well, it's very simple. Now, in a few minutes, you just happen over to our table and offer Gene Wilson a contract with Transnational.
What? Well, how do I know she isn't a phony?
Well, I'll answer that one. She is a phony. She made three of the worst tests since talking, all in one. But you're not going to sign the girl, Colton. You're just going to bid for her.
Huh?
Yeah, now, it's like this. Ricky hasn't had his eyes off the girl since... Here you are.
Oh, it's perfect out here, Jimmy. Let's not go right back in. I'd much rather be Gene Wilson than Gene Wilson, if you know what I mean.
Okay, well, get your air quick. It's just about time.
Oh, that's swell.
What is?
Well, I was just watching. Colton's come over to our table and started talking to Parrott. Oh, if that doesn't bring Ricky over.
Who's Colton?
Oh, he's head of Transnational Productions and Ricky's personal enemy number one, and he's interested in you, too.
Oh, maybe he'll give me a contract instead.
No, he won't. I told him how swell you are, just, you know, to get some competition for Ricky, someone to bid against him. And boy, is it going to work.
What am I offered, gentlemen, for the young girl? Strong, healthy? I have 1,000. Did I hear 2?
Yeah, you can kid about it if you want to, but that's how I'm going to do it. You see,
Look.
What?
A falling star. Oh, superstitious?
Oh, not a bit. Oh, I know it. Ricky, there he is. Come on, Gene.
Oh, wait just a minute. There's one question I've got to ask you.
Well, not now.
Now, Jimmy, now. Why, Jimmy?
Why?
All this for me.
Oh, I get it. Oh, you mean, have I any crazy ideas about, I don't know, are there any strings to this? Well, now listen, Jeannie, I've been around long enough to know that business by itself, okay. Romance by itself, okay. When you try mixing them, they're dynamite. That right?
Oh, yes, Jimmy, that's right.
Yes, and this is strictly business. Oh, that reminds me. Now, you better sign these before we go in. Here's a pen.
Sign them? What are they?
Well, one's a blank contract, and when... I get the terms set with Ricky. I'll fill it in and then get him sign it before we leave tonight, see?
You mean I sign the contract before it's even made out, before he has...
Don't ask questions, Gene. Just sign it.
All right. There. But this one...
Yeah, that too.
What's this?
Well, that's a contract between us. That makes me legally your manager, see?
But we don't need that if we're going to do it together,
now,
Jimmy.
Will you please not argue, Gene? Now, we've got to get in there. I'm doing business, and you have to.
Well, wait just a minute, Jimmy. Let me understand. This means you're legally my manager, that you handle all my affairs?
Yes, of course it does. It makes me an official 10%er, you see.
Oh, then you get 10% of all I make for your services?
Well, yes, of course. That's part of it. Now, there's no hurry about that end of it, but the thing is, we can't talk now. Now, sign, Jeannie, so I can get in and get this deal set for you.
Yes, Jimmy.
Will you please hurry,
but I
Jeannie.
Want to... I mean... All right. There.
Okay, now let's go.
I'm not going in.
You're not going yet, but you've got to go in.
Aren't you my manager? What do I pay you for? Besides, I've done my parade act. They've seen what they're buying. Go ahead with your auction.
Well, don't be crazy
now. I'm not being crazy. I'm being sane for the first time in 3 days. I'm not going in there.
But you... What's wrong with you anyway? Okay, stay here then.
Gene Wilson... You're a fool.
So you're going to Hollywood. Well, you're foolish if you ask me.
You better go back.
I couldn't even use her in slapstick comedy. Gee, look, forget all that. I'll make you a star and together we're a cinch. They can't beat us.
I want that girl for Transnational. I'll offer $50,000 a year.
Oh, no, you don't, Colton. I'm signing that girl. I offer $80,000.
Oh, yeah, Ricky? $100,000.
$120,000, Jim.
$150,000.
$175,000.
$200,000.
$275,000.
$300,000.
Go!
Jeannie, look, I did it. Hold out your hands. There it is. 5 years, Gene Wilson. A 5-year contract with Martin Ricky as top star of Superba Productions.
When does my salary start?
Why, in a week. Why? Well, what a crazy question.
You know what time it is?
Why?
I can tell you. It's just 12 o'clock. But I'm lucky. Yeah, I'm lucky.
Well,
my coach hasn't turned back into a pumpkin.
Well, What are you talking about, Jean?
You wouldn't understand, Jimmy. It hasn't anything to do with business. Yeah, I'm lucky. I'm lucky in another way, too. I don't have to worry about glass slippers. My Prince Charming is sure to find me to collect his 10%. Well, I'm going home now. Good night, Jimmy. Pa.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to call Rosalind Russell and James Stewart out for a curtain speech in just a minute. But in the meantime, allow me to introduce one of the most important members of our 1847 organization, John Conte.
Thank you, Conrad Nagel. First, I'd like to make a bow in the direction of our stars and their grand performances in First Love. For I think most of us appreciate something beautifully done. And those of you who seek perfection in all its forms are sure to be lavish in your praise of First Love, the exquisitely beautiful new pattern in silver plate by 1847 Rogers Brothers. It's a sensational new achievement in silver design and craftsmanship. New beauty captured for a lifetime in finest silver plate. And to introduce this glorious new pattern, 1847 Rogers Brothers are making a special gift offer so generous that it can be made for a limited time only. An exquisitely wrought fork in the First Love pattern that you can use for hors d'oeuvres, certain meats, patties, and any number of things. A special serving fork to add distinction to your dinner table or cocktail tray. Soon, its regular price will be $1.50. But now, it is yours for only 45 cents. Go to your dealers tomorrow and get yours. Take advantage of this unique opportunity and see the sets of gorgeous 1847 Rogers Brothers silverware while you're there. For this is the best year of all to buy your silver. To celebrate their 90th Jubilee year, 1847 Rogers Brothers offers sensational savings on 60 and 90-piece sets in First Love and other patterns. Savings as high as $20.50 on a set. And there are smaller sets for as little as $32.50. Such a small price for a lifetime purchase. And your dealer will gladly tell you, too, about the amazingly convenient terms. So why not be justly proud of your silverware? Why not own the best 1847 Rogers Brothers? And now, Conrad Nagel.
Thank you, John Conte. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you'd like a word from our stars, Rosalind Russell and James Stewart, before we ring down. Hey, wait a minute, you two. Where are you going?
Well, you see, Conrad, I've just moved into a new house, and I'm taking Jimmy home with me to help me shove the furniture around.
Yeah, that's what she thinks. You know, I've been making navy blue and gold for MGM right now, and for the past week I've been bounced around the Rose Bowl by a whole football team, so I couldn't move an ashtray 10 feet, Ross.
Oh, you can't, eh, Jimmy? Well, you can try. Now, you can just try.
Well, all right. So long, everybody.
Goodbye, and thank you. Thank you, Conrad.
Thank you, Rodney. Goodbye. Goodbye, Jimmy. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be interested to know that Rosalind Russell gave the name First Love not only to our play, but to the new 1847 silverware pattern. We hope you'll all be able to be back with us again next week. Au revoir, next Sunday afternoon.
The Hollywood Romance of Gene Wilson and Jimmy Parks, as played by Rosalind Russell and James Stewart, will be continued in the third episode of the 1847 Silver Theater production, First Love, next Sunday evening at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, with Conrad Nagel directing and special music by Felix Mills. Grover Jones' story, First Love, is adapted for radio by Drew Borton. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.